Vaska to help put out the flames.
4.
A customs official at Kennedy Airport was very surprised yesterday when he checked the baggage of a passenger and found over 50 live snakes, some of them very poisonous. The government believes that the passenger was planning to sell the snakes in the U.S. illegally. They would have been worth up to $1,000 each. A few snakes escaped from the suitcases, but airport officials say that all of them were caught within an hour.
5.
A protest by over 5,000 farmers caused major traffic jams downtown yesterday morning. The farmers were in front of the federal building to demand lower taxes on meat and agricultural products. They say that the high taxes make it difficult to earn enough money for their families. Later in the day, government representatives promise to study their demands.
6.
A spokesperson for two of the country's largest airlines, Northern Airlines and Air International, has announced that the two airlines are discussing a possible merger for next year. If the merger goes ahead and the two companies combine, it could be bad news for travelers. Many business experts think that the new company would raise ticket prices.
4. Let's listen. Task 1. What are these news reports about? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
As a result of the heavy rain over the weekend, city officials fear there may be a flood. Many people living near the river have had to leave their homes. Over 30 families are now homeless. Most of them are staying with friends and relatives. Volunteers work throughout the weekend to place sandbags along the river.
2.
Over 20,000 people so far have visited the National Museum to see the collection of works by the popular Colombian artist Botero. That is the largest number of visitors the gallery has had for several years. This is the first time that Botero's work has been shown in this area, and the collection includes some of his best-known paintings and sculptures.
3.
Several hundred people are fleeing their homes in California because of a forest fire burning out of control only a few kilometers away. The fire began 5 days ago. Hot weather, wind, and a very dry summer are helping the fire spread very quickly. Firefighters have come from as far away as Alaska.